Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. The protests by Market Basket workers, which have emptied store shelves and sent customers to other supermarkets, will soon be in their sixth day. And some say, as far as a labor crisis goes, this one is like no other. Thousands of non-unionized Market Basket workers are demonstrating and circulating petitions pushing for the reinstatement of ousted Market Basket CEO Arthur T. DeMoulin. In June, the company's board of directors, controlled by his cousin Arthur S. DeMoulis, fired him. To talk further about this, we spoke with Mark Greenbaum, a law professor at Suffolk University who specializes in labor law, to find out just how unique this worker uprising is.
What I would say is this. I've been a member of the bar for 38 years, virtually all of them involved in labor and employment law, and I've never seen anything like it. Under the National Labor Relations Act, even non-union employees who are non-managerial and non-supervisory have the right to engage in concerted activity with respect to the terms and conditions of their employment. And that's exactly what these employees are doing.
Do you think it's clear what the employees are trying to accomplish here, aside from the fact that they didn't agree with the ouster of Arthur T. DeMoulis?
Yes, I actually do think it's clear. I think it's a mistake to look at this dispute as just involving Arthur T. I think Arthur T. is a symbol of a number of things that are of concern to employees. He's a symbol of a culture that has treated employees with dignity and respect. Second, he's a symbol of a culture that has been responsive to the needs of its consumers. Third, he's a symbol of a culture that has shared, you know, the company's wealth with employees in the form of the profit-sharing plan. And I think that those broader issues have to be looked at.
I understand, but when you look at this job action, though, I'm wondering, in terms of labor and law and what might happen here for these Market Basket employees, when does a job action like this cross the line? We obviously know that the shelves in many stores are empty, that workers are not running the warehouse. Our reporter tells us that some workers, you know, are still being paid, and yet there are these protests and things going on. And essentially, the business is being sabotaged.
Well, I guess I would quibble with your use of the word sabotage, and I'm going to answer your question in two parts. The first part is that in terms of a traditional labor action, a strike is designed to put economic pressure on a company to at least meet the concerns of the employees. And one of the ways that you do that is by making it difficult for the company to operate, as the employees have here, by, in effect, with their actions effectively shutting off the delivery of goods to the stores and thus making it difficult for consumers to shop there. So I think if you look at it in a traditional labor law context, there's nothing different here than what happened in a strike against Verizon, Stop and Shop, or anything else. Now, on the other hand, you know, I don't really know the exact facts, but it seems to me that some of the employees are withholding services totally. Others seem to be clocking in and out, although with the apparent acquiescence of their management people. And under the National Labor Relations Act, that clocking in or out selectively could be deemed to be what we call a partial strike, and a partial strike would not be protected concerted activity under the National Labor Relations Act.
Do you think that this action at Market Basket will make other workers at other companies feel empowered to try to organize themselves and express their disagreement with decisions made by their employer?
I think that the supermarket industry in itself is a little unusual in that it tends to have a lot of longer-term employees who have made more of an investment. So it's not clear to me that it would signal to people in other industries, in different cultures, that they would have the same kind of power that the DeMoulis employees have exhibited here.
What possible resolution do you think there might be that would make this, you know, some sort of agreeable resolution for both sides here if they don't reinstate Arthur T?
I think that at minimum, the new managers who they brought in would have to go. There might have to be some agreement, and this could be part of a negotiated resolution upon an acceptable leader. And let's remember that this is very much complicated by the long history of animosity between the two factions of the family.
Suffolk University Law School Professor Mark Greenbaum, who specializes in labor law. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
It's been my pleasure.